Earlier this morning, last hour, we gave you kind of a disturbing story about two tiger attacks in Missouri. Well, this is a more positive story, okay?
Right. A positive tiger attack?
The Wildlife Conservation Society has raised the estimate of gorillas in the Congo jungle, doubling them. This number just came out at the 22nd International Primatological Society Congress in Edinburgh, Scotland. They raised the numbers of the lowland gorillas in the Congo jungle from 50,000 or around 100,000 to over 200,000. These gorillas have been found.
Wow. Good.
Those are the gorillas, of course, made famous by Gorillas in the Mist.
Yeah.
Diane Fossey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. However, that good news is tempered somewhat by the fact that the International Society says that more than 70% of the world's primates are on the vulnerable or endangered species list.
Yeah.
The primate in the highest warning category is the Highland Gibbon. There's just 19 of those left.
Wow.
According to...
Are they little?
Known.
No.
No, the gibbons aren't too small. They're, you know, about the size of a, I don't know, six-year-old.
Oh.
You know, not big, but not small.
Yeah.
Again, good news for the lowland gorillas. However, officials also say that, of course, this news went out to poachers as well. So they're the ones that are usually responsible for decimating the population of these wonderful animals. So there you go.
I can't help it. I mean, I'm not trying to be a downer or anything, but when we go to the Dorley Zoo, I mean, we are blessed with one of the best zoos in the whole world, I think.
We are.
But that when I see the gorillas leaning against the glass and they're kind of looking at you, they always look so sad to me. I can't help it. It makes my heart. I don't even
Perhaps you should
there.
Let them out and play.
Go in and give them a hug.
Yeah. I love you. Oh, wait. You just tore me limb from limb. You must not love me.
I'm afraid to go back to St. Louis. I might get torn apart by some tigers.
Yeah, really?
Ah, that's Missouri.
You look a little...
I don't know. They should be born. They're born free. They should be.
Oh
free.
Lord!
As free as the wind
they
blows.
They are free.
Free to be poached.
Yeah.
Well, no. They should be protected.
We are protecting them in our zoos.
Yeah. The beautiful thing about the zoo is they're well taken care of.
And I'm not. I'm not knocking it, but it's just I can't help it when you look in their eyes. They just.
Yeah.
They're thinking, man, would I like to get a hold of them?
Yeah. So, yes.
She thinks I'm bored. She thinks I'm sad. All I'm really thinking about is tearing her limb from limb.
No.
Yes.
No, see, that's what happens when I can't go. I just took Michael there the other day, and he wanted to go in the cat complex so bad. Mm-hmm. But I hate going there. Ever since I was a young mother and I had, you know, the big three stroller thing pushing the three kids.
Yeah.
And it's like, that cat's looking at my kids.
Of course.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I mean, I can't. They creep me out too much. I can't go in the cat con. They want to eat you.
A weema whip, a weema whip, a weema whip, a weema. 14 minutes after 8 o'clock.
But the gorillas.
A lion eats tonight.
Oh, the gorillas, though.
Yes.
Let the gorillas go home.
No.
They're as gentle as the polar bears. They look innocent, too.
But they're just, you know, they look so, they got those eyes, and it almost, you know, they're laying there, and they're just thinking, I could be in the midst.
You can take one home with you.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't want to do a Michael Jackson thing. Chimpanzees will bite your nose off. But
they'll do more than that. They're nasty.
But the gorillas.
No,
200,000 now, huh?
Yes, up
That's
to up.
Great.
And there was a huge revision of the estimate.
Like what? A small city of gorillas there. 125,000?
Exactly.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, but the gorillas.
Very significant for conservationists, they say. So very good.
God called us to be their stewards.
What was the name of that congress that they held? That one you just mentioned?
The 22nd International Primatological Congress.
Saying Scottish.
Primatological Society.
Do it with your Scottish accent. Like Scrooge McDuck.
Scottish, yes.
Yeah.
22nd International Primatological Society Congress in Edinburgh, Scotland.
That's a long title. What's the acronym for that?
I can't help it. I just love the gorillas.
Freedom!
Freedom!
Are you free men? Are you free apes?
Yes.
Would you not fight to be free? Look at that woman looking at you through the glass. 15 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're all born free, really, aren't we?
Go!
Yeah.
Can't we make it bigger? It's so small. I
mean, Omaha like woman suspected of freeing apes at Henry Dorley Zoo held Douglas County Jail.
Hey, they can go across the footbridge to Iowa and be free.
Yes.
Pleads temporary insanity.
I'd usher them to the footbridge.
Sure, they'd follow you, just like the little Pied Piper.
Right.
Go
actually,
be free
they'd probably
in Iowa.
Be up on the cables over the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow me.
That's a great idea for the footbridge. Let the monkeys go. Let them hang from the cables. That would make it
800 unique. Pounds.
What would that do to property value?
They're not puppy dogs.
800 pounds.
Yeah.
That's the size of a cow.
Uh-huh. A cow that can run really fast and think.
Yes.
But they're so cute.
Yeah. You ever seen them yawn? Their fangs are like 4 inches long.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the way God made them.
That's
all
right.
Beautiful. All creatures
yes.
of our God and King.
All right, St. Francis of Assisi.
Yes. All right, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. Hey, what's coming up? A continuation.
Yes.
There you go.
Andy Searings with us.
Of course.
Yes, on this, right. The Feast of the Transfiguration.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, then.